I guess I got to do the intro now.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Welcome to a very special episode of the Simulcast. I'm Pastor Donald Riley, joined as always by our producer and coffee distributor, Pastor Christopher Gillespie.
Yes, I'm drinking a latte. I'm working on latte art.
Are you really?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? That's true.
New skill.
Gotta have hobbies. Punched and kicked in the face, you make lattes. It all makes sense. Yeah. And our very special guest on this episode of Blossom is Pastor Aaron Pinker.
Yes, I am here. I'm your boss. That's how special I am.
I've condescended
to come on your show.
Great integrity.
As I'm drinking my water.
Oh, that's disappointing.
You need Kansas, kombucha. That's like gold.
I just got back from a microbrew having a flight of beers, so I mean, I gotta...
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's perfect time to record this then.
Yeah, this won't get us in trouble at all.
No. I take care of that. I'm good.
It's for the youth.
It's for the youth. It's for the kids. We got together because... we were going to talk about conferences. That's what we're going to do. Conferences are right up the street. They're not even around the corner. We can see them coming. Where are the conferences at, Pastor Finker?
That's a good question. We have four conferences. The first one is in San Antonio, Texas at Trinity University. The second one is, I forget the name of the university right now, but it is in North Carolina.
Mars Hill.
Oh. Mars Hill. Yeah, I should have known that, right?
It's the name of the town, too.
We got you.
Well, thanks for the backup. That's what I pay you for.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a week break or 2 week break. And then we will be in Bozeman, Montana at Montana State. And then finally, we will be at Valparaiso University in Valparaiso, Indiana.
That's it. There's four this summer. And you are plenary at Mars Hill, correct?
I am plenary at Mars Hill.
With whom?
The other plenary is Dr. Carl Fakencher.
That's it. You and Fakencher.
Yep.
Very good. And who's that? Do you know the other plenaries?
I do not. I think Pastor Borchardt is a plenary at Valpo. But other than that, I can't.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah. I'm not sure either, but I bet you my producer, who is always Johnny on the spot with the Googling, can tell me.
Oh, man. I just got up to turn off
the air. I saw you walk away from the computer, so I had to throw that out there.
Ah, I got back just in time. Yeah.
But this is the first summer we're doing four conferences, two smaller, two larger. What can people expect at a conference if they have not yet registered or are going to like do a day pass?
Wait a minute. I got the plenary teachers.
Oh, do you
I
know?
Got it right here.
All right. Yeah. Fire.
All right. So Finker, Fakencher. That's a nice combo. Mm-hmm. Mars Hill. San Antonio, Goodman and Hall, both of whom do videos on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Pastor Harrison Goodman does our large catechism stuff and Pastor Chris Hall does our theological words videos.
Yep. Montana State is Jonathan Fisk and Daniel Van Voorhees.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, so that's a good combo. Fisk is at KFUO now, radio, and Van Voorhees is 1517, so
yeah,
that's fun. And then Valpo is Borchardt and Matt Richard.
Ah, that's right, Borchardt and Richard.
Yeah.
Some good stuff this summer.
Some good combos.
Those are all good combos.
I like it. But back to my question before I was so rudely interrupted by our fact checker.
Mm-hmm. Facts. What do we need facts for?
That's right. I'm just the face. He's the brains. What can someone expect at a conference if they decide to come for the day, check us out if they've never been there before, or if they've been there before, or they're going to bring somebody new? What can you expect at a conference?
Well, like you said, we're doing four conferences and I think we've done that a couple times before. It's usually a bit more work, but that's okay. The numbers are going up, but the conferences are good to go to. You can go for a day. So if you're wondering what Higher Things is all about, you can check us out for a day. If you happen to live in the area where the conferences are, that's a nice feature, to just be able to check us out. And what will you get? Well, you'll get lots and lots of Jesus. That's kind of the simplest way to put it. that's worth the price of admission right there. So lots of Jesus. We have roughly two or three worship services a day, where we get to praise Jesus for as we receive His word preached to us, read to us, and we also get to
sung to us.
I was just about to say that. So and then when we do that, we're helping deliver Jesus to those with us. Then there's, like you mentioned, plenary sessions, one a day. And there we get taught Jesus by, which is kind of fits with the overarching theme of the conference.
What is the theme of the conference this year?
This year it is Here I Stand, echoing back to Luther's words, at the Diet.
When he showed up to talk to the worms.
Yep. They decided to eat some worms. I mean, that's high protein. I mean, that's keto diet right there, right?
Pretty much, essentially. That's what I do. Yeah. In between Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu, I just go out in the back and I just grab handfuls of dirt and pick worms out and eat them.
There you go. That's reducing your carbon footprint.
How many dollars do we get Jiu-Jitsu, right? Isn't that a ding?
$10. I think I should get an extra $10 for the Muay Thai now, too. So I think it should be 20. If I double down, I think that's 20. It's only fair.
Nice.
I mean, I'm putting in all the work. So the least that you listeners can do is put in an extra $10.
Anyway, but Luther's at the meeting at Worms or Worms, and they ask him to recant his writings, to which he says, unless I am proved, it's proven to be by scripture or plain reason. I do not trust popes and councils, for they contradict each other. My conscience is held captive to the word of God, and to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me. So hearkening to Luther's words, because 2017 is the, I mean, it's called the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, but I mean, that's tying it to the date of when Luther posted the 95 Theses on the Castle Church in 1517.
15. Yeah. A day to hang your hat on.
A day to hang your hat on.
Yeah, it was a good year. It was a good year.
Yeah, it was all right. 1518 was better.
1530 was better.
1530 was a good year, I have to admit. Nobody has any idea what we're talking about right now. That's so meta. Catechism nerds will know.
Yeah, that's right. That's who I'm here for. So the plenary speakers kind of fit with the conference theme a little bit more. And so then you get kind of taught the scriptures, taught the faith. Really, it's another way of bringing you Jesus in the teaching. And then you get small breakaway sessions, which are more topical in nature, taught by a whole bunch of different pastors. All those pastors are attending the conference, and those can be on a whole variety of subjects. I mean, anything from a book of the Bible to
addiction.
Yeah, there you go. There's one. Or dating, marriage. Those are like the hot button ones, but it just ranges.
Yeah, just about anything that you would want to listen to.
Right.
It's a pretty good selection.
It just depends, you know, it all depends on how, you know, kooky the pastors are and what they can come up with.
True enough.
Do you want to stand in front of people and talk? And most pastors go, where do I sign on the dotted line?
Exactly. That's right.
Which is good. We higher things, the conferences wouldn't really function without the pastors being there. So, I mean, we're thankful for their service, taking time to not only bring their youth, but then still serve instead of just receiving at the conference. That's a blessing. But of course the kids are also a blessing. We couldn't do it higher things without them either. So anyway.
So let's see, we have plenaries, we have worship times, we have breakaways.
Oh yeah. And lots of fun.
I was going to say, do we have any fun at higher things conferences?
No, fun is not allowed. We are all Germans.
That's right.
We are Germans.
We must all look at each other very grimly.
Points will be taken away if we see smiles. Just putting that out there right now. We will revoke your registration.
But yes, there's usually lots of time for fun and games every night. And that just, that changes from whatever location we're at.
What did we have last year that was so fun? We had the giant blow up knocker balls. That was phenomenal.
I think I'm still bruised from that.
We had Nerf archery. We had Nerf archery.
Did you, wasn't there a waiver for that?
Yeah, we had a waiver. Yeah. We had laser tag. We had stuff. We had slip and slide kickball along with all the other stuff. We had, you know, climbing walls and basketball and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, there was, we had chalk drawings and chalk art.
There's been bounce houses. I know that's been a thing. And
yeah, it's the same thing with entertainment. It, just about anything that you would imagine never having done before in your life, we'll do it. Eric, our events coordinator slash fundraiser, goes crazy. She does a great job with all that stuff. So every night there's something to do.
What else can you get at conferences?
I was going to say,
you meet people.
You meet, yeah, right. You meet a lot of people, a lot of great people.
Yeah, and the fun thing is, so if you go year to year, congregations tend to gravitate towards certain locations. So you end up meeting kind of the same people from year to year.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, I mean, I know it is for staff, but kind of a family reunion. But it is that way for the youth too, when you start interacting with the same groups year after year.
Yeah, right. And if you've never slept in a hot dormitory or eaten university cafeteria food, then you must attend one of these events.
Yes. If you want to know what it's like to be in prison or college, whichever.
Good marketing.
Whatever your life goals, you know, have for you,
right.
Whether that's prison or college, you'll right. kind of be prepared.
You'll sort it out at one of our conferences in the dormitories. For sure.
Just as long as prison isn't the next stop after one of the Higher Things conferences.
That's true. 100%. But so what, you know, everybody that attends has something that's their favorite, something that, you know, about the conferences that, you know, when you ask them, why do you go or what do you like most about Higher Things conferences? More often than not, people say the hymnody and the singing. Why? Why do you think that's such a high point? Because youth don't like hymns, right? They don't like organ music. They don't like singing liturgy stuff and 500-year-old stuffy Lutheran hymns. Nobody likes that, right?
Boring.
It's Higher Things isn't supposed to work, is it? Like, we shouldn't even be here.
Not right? on paper, no. Not according to conventional wisdom.
According to the wisdom of the world, this yeah. should just yeah. fail. It should have failed.
Yeah.
But yeah, why is worship the big thing? Well, because there's Jesus is with his gifts, and they're the spirits at work. So of course, that's going to make it do its thing, Jesus right. and his word. But I think from a purely, you know, human perspective, I think kids, I mean, we're weird. I mean, as Lutherans, we're just weird. I mean, the way we're odd compared to the world. We're otherworldly in our worship.
Sure.
When you're in your home church, you just kind of go, oh, okay. But then you're suddenly around, you know, 1,000 other youth mm-hmm. in a building that that's an actual worship space. Those are the best locations. Not that yeah. the other ones aren't good. But when it's like, what's going to be at Valpo or what was at Mecca yeah. a few years ago, those yeah. locations where you're fitting that many kids, you mean you basically can, we blow the roof off the place.
Yeah. No, it literally shakes.
Right. We push the organs to the mat. I mean, we really pull all the stops and the kids realize it's okay to sing. It's okay to be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That who we are as baptized Christians and the way that we worship because it delivers Jesus most clearly is a good thing. And that we can rejoice in this and especially rejoice when we're all together.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too that really struck me the first time because Mekwan was my first conference. And when you had 1,200 or 1,400 people singing together, these hymns, and we had the orchestra and we had a brass band, we had the choir, and the acoustics were perfect in that chapel because it's made entirely out of rock. So everything just bounces nicely. And like you said, we had the organ turned all the way up and everything's shaking and vibrating. That's the thing for me about Higher Things conferences is that if you go to a Higher Things conference and you attend worship, you will sing the same hymns and you will see the same thing that you probably see in your own church. And so you will sing with 1,000 other people. You will sing hymns out of the hymnal with these people. You will go to the Lord's table and so forth. You'll hear the gospel preached. But it's nothing that you haven't already seen at your home congregation, just louder, really, really loud. And I think that's the cool thing. You go and, you know, it's like, I think last year in Nebraska, or was that the year before? Whenever we were in Seward.
Right.
It was last year, wasn't it? Yeah. There were people that I was talking to that had come for the first time, and the kids were super nervous about Vespers and Matins because they had never done that before. And by the second day, they were singing Matins and Vespers, full-throated. They had no problem with it whatsoever. And I think that's the cool thing that I see pastorally is when you watch anxious or nervous because they don't do this stuff in their home congregation, and then I'll talk to them later, you know, after conferences, or they'll come back to the conference the next year and then talk about how they do Matins and Vespers at their church now. And it was the youth who brought that back with them. I think that's the key point, is that if you go to a Higher Things conference, everything that we do can be reproduced at your own church. And because it's what you already do. It's not going to require extra money or extra resources or anything. You can do it. And I think that's the cool thing about our conferences, is that they're not something that, yeah, it's an investment to get there, and you're raising funds to do that. But when you go home, it's not going to break the bank for you to say, hey, let's do Matins or let's do Vespers for Lent, or, you know, we saw this,
or we went to this breakaway. Let's do evening prayer.
Yeah, we can do evening prayer. Right, exactly. That it's reproducible. And I think that's kind of the point too, is the thing about Higher Things conferences is we're not trying to be something special or unique that's like set outside the church proper. But instead, we're kind of a feeder organism that you come to the conferences and you go right back into your congregation with all this that you got at the conferences. And it's, you can take it home with you. And I think that's the big C Catholic thing about our conferences, is you can do, that's what we are. We're just basically saying, this is the worship of the church throughout all time. And this is the message of the church in all times and all places. And now you're going to hear it with 1,000 of your brothers and sisters in Christ, which is amazing, especially if you come from a small congregation like I do.
And it, I mean, and not that this is the point, but it brings a tear to your eye.
It can. Yeah, for sure.
Cause yeah. I mean, we made the joke that, you know, you're not supposed to smile as Lutherans, but I mean, we really aren't stones. I mean, we really do have emotions, and it is true joy that you experience in receiving the Lord's gifts with that many people,
yeah,
in a way that you are completely familiar with, but it's taken to a different level.
That's the thing. Like I was saying, especially when you come from a small congregation, whether you're from Kansas or Southern Minnesota or Indiana or wherever, you can get in this rut where you think we're the only ones, or we're the only church that does it this way. So there must be something, like you said, we're oddballs. There must be something wrong with us, because we're just not doing it like other churches that I've attended, you know, my friends' churches. But then you go to a conference and all of these Lutherans show up. And like you said, we're all having a good time, and we're having a good time in worship, and we're having a good time, you know, in fellowship outside of worship. And I think joy is the best way to describe it too. It's that sense of just, yeah, it's exciting and it's bliss. And yet at the same time, there's a kind of peace to it, because you're just looking around going, all these people are Lutheran and all these people are doing the same thing on Sundays that I'm doing in my church. And yeah, there's other people from small churches here too. Lots of Lutheran congregations in the Midwest are small churches. And so you get that experience, like you said, of meeting other people who are just like you, who also may be thinking the same thing you're thinking, that we're oddballs because we're over here on the prairie doing it this way and the churches around us don't worship this way. We're the oddballs. But then you go and you meet somebody from Indiana and Southern Minnesota, and they're all doing the same thing you're doing. And you realize, oh, there is a church out there. I am a part of something bigger.
Right. And it's helpful when, not just that way, but in seeing, you know, the other pastors who lead worship or preach sermons, that you may think, you know, my pastor's just an odd guy, You know, he does that. He does. Sure. Right. Well, we are. I mean, that's not. I mean, that's besides the point. The point. You know that. You know, my pastor always preaches the same thing, and then you're suddenly surrounded by a bunch of other pastors. It's like, oh wait, no, they preach the same thing that my pastor does, and these pastors lead the liturgy the same way my pastor does.
Right. Well, that's the thing too. Is the preachers that we have preach at these conferences are so Christ focused, and there's such, again, a kind of unanimous sound coming from our pulpit at the conference, which is pointing to Christ, pointing to the gifts, and the emphasis on Christ and the gifts. Again, the same thing that you're not going to come to Higher Things Conference and hear something, hopefully, that you are not hearing on Sunday morning, like you said, from your pulpit, that the focus is 100% on Christ and his gifts. Everything in the worship, the hymns, everything is about Christ and his gifts. And we want to send people home with that just drummed into their mind, just, you know, bouncing around the inside of their cranium, that's what makes the Christian church Christian. That's what makes you Christian. That's why we get together and do these conferences on college campuses, is to hammer that home. That is Christ and the gifts. And then everything else just flows out of that in, you know, love for our neighbor and caring for our neighbor. And that's what you'll see at conferences, is a whole lot of pointing to Christ and then a whole lot of love and charity for each other. That kind of is just born and flows out of that experience. And I think that's the fun thing by like Wednesday, you know, by the second or third day of the conference, when people are getting exhausted, they're starting to loosen up. They're, depending on how far we have to walk from, you know,
sleep depravity,
you know, we're sleep deprived, we're sweating heavily, calorie deprived. But then by Wednesday, you start to see people loosen up and you start to see friendships forming and you start to see people getting in this rhythm. And then Thursday, they're overly tired and injure themselves. But Wednesday is really fun.
Right. Thursday, they injure themselves. And Friday, everyone's tired and wants to go.
That's right. Yep. Everybody's excited. And now it's time to go home. So, yeah, if you're thinking about it, or you know somebody who is curious and you want to take them just for the day. Where can they go to get that information and to get a day pass or to look at whether the registration is still open for a conference?
They can go to hereistand2017.org.
There we go.
So check it out. If you have questions, feel free to email Sandra Ostapowicz or Kristen Sanchez or who else? Patrick Studevant, Nicole Simic.
You just do conferences at higherthings.org.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to bail me out, but I was running out of conference staff to quote. So, or you could do what Pastor Gillespie said. But we'd love to see you this summer. Come check it out, even if it's just for the day. Stop in and come and join us. So let's wrap it up here. I think we've covered the waterfront. But I want to thank Pastor Finker for jumping on with us this evening. Thank you, as always, Pastor Gillespie, for fueling us with his wonderful coffee, which you can purchase where?
Gillespie.coffee.
You're a stoic philosopher on a hill, my friend. That's what you are.
Oh, yeah. You should buy it.
You're like a Buddha.
What else do you want me to say?
You're like the Buddha. You really are.
It speaks for itself.
Sitting under your tree with your coffee beans.
It's a
beautiful thing. Your latte. But hit up Pastor Gillespie. It really is delicious coffee. I've abandoned all of my other coffee roasters for Pastor Gillespie. And
that's how much I mean to you.
It is. It's delicious. I mean, if it ceases to be delicious, you and I are over. But for the time being,
our entire relationship built on the quality of the coffee.
I am a capitalist. But thank you for checking in with us. And I hope we all hope to see you at conferences this summer. Until then, our Lord Jesus Christ bless and keep you in his baptismal grace today and forever. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
See ya.
Higher Things thanks you for your support. Please continue to support the work we do with youth by going to our website at higherthings.org, clicking on the support, and donating securely through PayPal. Your gift helps us in our mission to support pastors, youth workers, and parents in daring our church's youth to be Lutheran. Higherthings.org/support. Give today.